over the cliff, and you galloped up and grabbed her at the last minute. Very impressive, I thought. That wasn't Sons of the Desert, said an elderly man pedantically while he filled his pipe. That was Valley of the Trolls. It was Sons, said a thin woman behind him. I should know, I watched it 27 times. Yes, it was very good, wasn't it? Said the first woman. Every time I see that scene where she leaves him and he turns to her and gives her that look, I burst into tears. Excuse me, but that wasn't Sons of the Desert, said the man, speaking slowly and deliberately. You're thinking of the famous plaza scene in Burning Passions. The fat woman took Ginger's unresisting hand and patted it. You've got a good man there, she said. The way he always rescues you every time. If I was being dragged off by mad trolls, my old man wouldn't say a word except to ask where I wanted my clothes sent. My husband wouldn't get out of his chair if I was being et by dragons, said the thin woman. She gave Ginger a gentle prod. But you want to wear more clothes, miss. Next time you're taken off to be rescued, you insist they let you take a warm coat. I never seen you on the screen without thinking to myself, she's tempting a dose of flu going round like that.
Where's his sword?
Said the child, kicking its mother on the shin. I expect he'll be off to fetch it directly, she said, giving Victor an encouraging smile. Yes, he said. Come on, Ginger. He grabbed her hand.
Give the lad room, shouted the pipe smoker authoritatively.
A space cleared around them. Ginger and Victor saw a thousand expectant faces watching them.
They think we're real, moaned Ginger. No one's doing anything because they think you're a hero, for God's sake. And we can't do anything. This thing is bigger than both of us.
Victor stared down at the damp cobblestones. I can probably remember some magic, he thought, but ordinary magic's no good against the dungeon dimensions, and I'm pretty sure real heroes don't hang around in the middle of cheering crowds. They get on with the job. Real heroes are like poor old Gaspode. No one ever notices them until afterwards. That's the reality. He raised his head slowly. Or is this the reality? The air crackled. There was another kind of magic. It was snapping wildly in the world now, like a broken film. If only he could grab it. Reality didn't have to be real. Maybe if conditions were right, it just had to be what people believed.
Stand back, he whispered. What are you going to do? Said Ginger. Try some holy wood kind of magic.
There's nothing magic about holy wood.
I think there is a different sort. We felt it. Magic's where you find it.
He took a few deep breaths and let his mind unravel slowly. That was the secret. You did it. You just didn't think about it. You just let the instructions come from outside. It was just a job. You just felt the eye of the picture box on you, and it was a different world, a world that was just a flickering silver square. That was the secret, the flicker. Ordinary magic just moved things around. It couldn't create a real thing that'd last for more than a second, because that took a lot of power. But holy wood easily created things over and over again, dozens of times a second. They didn't have to last for long, it just had to last for long enough. But you had to work Holywood magic by Holywood's rules. He extended a rock-steady hand towards the dark sky.
Lights!
There was a sheet of lightning that illuminated the whole city.
Picture box!
Gaffer spun the handle furiously.
Action!
No one saw where the horse came from. It was just there, leaping over the heads of the crowd. It was white, with lots of impressive silverwork on the bridle. Victor swung up into the saddle as it cantered past, then made it rear impressively so that it pawed the air. He drew a sword which hadn't been there a moment before. The sword and the horse flickered almost imperceptibly. Victor smiled. Light glinted off a tooth. Ting! A glint, but no sound. They hadn't invented sound yet. Believe it. That was the way. Never stop believing. Fool the eye, fool the brain. Then he galloped between the cheering lines of spectators towards the university and the big scene. The handle man relaxed. Ginger tapped him on the shoulder.
If you stop turning that handle, she said sweetly, I'll break your bloody neck.
But he's nearly out of shot.
Ginger propelled him towards Windlepoon's ancient wheelchair and gave Windle a smile that made little clouds of wax boil out of his ears.
Excuse me, she said in a sultry voice that caused all the wizards to curl their toes up in their pointy shoes. But could we borrow you for a minute?